God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Simple Actions Group wishes to extend a warm welcome to all in attendance today. Newcomers, is there anyone here in their first 30 days of sobriety who would like to welcome you? And you should be able to unmute. All right, that's all right. If you're shy, feel free to send an email to info@simpleactions.net. All right. Mike, would you be up for reading the AA preamble? I threw that up on the screen.
I sure would.
Awesome. Why that just went away. Sorry about that. Right.
AA preamble. Alcoholics Anonymous is a fellowship of people who share their experience, strength, and hope with each other that they may solve their common problem and help others to recover from alcoholism. The only requirement for membership is a desire to stop drinking. There are no dues or fees for AA membership. We are self-supporting through our own contributions. AA is not allied with any sect, denomination, politics, organization, or institution, and does not wish to engage in any controversy, neither endorses nor opposes any causes. Our primary purpose is to stay sober and help other alcoholics to achieve sobriety. Thanks for letting me read.
All righty. Right. The format of this meeting is an open big book step study. As a group, we recognize the power of one alcoholic identifying with another alcoholic, sharing their experience, strength, and hope from the book Alcoholics Anonymous. We encourage you to engage in conversation and ask questions after the meeting pertaining to the step discussed tonight. And this evening, we will be discussing step 11. Please help me welcome our panel. We have Leslie and Danielle. And what I'll do is read a little bit of a paragraph or two out of the book. And each of our panel will share for a few minutes or so each. And then we will keep rolling along. And I will put that up on the screen now. All right. Step 11. Can everybody see it all right? Give me a thumbs up. Cool. All right. Step 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood him, praying only for knowledge of his will for us and the power to carry that out. Page 85, step 11 suggests prayer and meditation. We shouldn't be shy on this matter of prayer. Better men than we are using it constantly. It works if we have the proper attitude and work at it. It would be easy to be vague about this matter, yet we believe we can make some definite and valuable suggestions. When we retire at night, we constructively review our day. Were we resentful, selfish, dishonest, or afraid? Do we owe an apology? Have we kept something to ourselves which should be discussed with another person at once? Were we kind and loving toward all? What could we have done better? Were we thinking of ourselves most of the time? Or were we thinking of what we could do for others, of what we could pack into the stream of life? But we must be careful not to drift into worry, remorse, or morbid reflection, for that would diminish our usefulness to others. After making our review, we ask God's forgiveness and inquire what corrective measures should be taken. And I'll let Leslie kick it off.
Hey, I'm Leslie, I'm an alcoholic. Hello. All right, so my sobriety date is May 31st. I almost said my birthday. That's not right. May 31st, 2008. I have a sponsor. I have a home group now. Congratulations, me, because the last time I spoke here, I just was like, and now I'll shut up because I'll just lie. But now I can happily say I have a home group, and it's the women's meeting. They meet on Tuesday nights at 6:30, and we meet at United Methodist Church. Woohoo. Don't see us tomorrow night. And we're also virtual, so just go to that sweet Tidewater Intergroup website, and we can get all the beach there, you know. It's a great website, too. They updated it, so yay. I think this is right where I'm supposed to be tonight. You know, I'm pissed off about it because this is not where I want to be. You know, I just want to wallow in it because I just had one of those days, you know. And of course, I'm a good alcoholic. I was like thinking about what I was going to say. And then I was like, God, help me be right here. Where are we? And I look down and he's at the, but we must be careful not to drift into worry, remorse. And I'm like, yep, this has been me all day. All day. So I'm so grateful to be in here tonight and just like, take a second and realize that, like, this program gives me tools to live my life. And I'm so grateful for that. I got to share my story on Christmas Day. And for some reason that night, I was talking about this, and I realized, like, this step, I was on it for a while. My sponsor back then, she had me, like, get the new notebook, make it all pretty, you know, and hit your knees at night, let's ask these questions. And, I mean, I was in it. You know, I was doing this, and this is what I feel like gave me my membership card. I know that probably makes no sense, but this is when I finally realized, like, oh my God, I really do need this God. And like, oh my God, I'm that same person I was in step 4 and 5 that y'all were telling me about. Like, I didn't believe that until I got here. Like, I finally saw step 5 come alive, because here it all is again. I'm still acting on it. I'm still that same girl. You know, like, was I resentful today? Yeah, I woke up like, blah, blah, blah. Like, I'm already, like, thinking about this. You're already making me mad. Like, was I selfish? Yeah, because I resented you. I took this or whatever it was.
Leslie frozen.
Maybe Danielle's going to go first.
Yeah.
Whatever floats your boat.
We'll get back
to
the
one you serve. Hi, everyone. I'm Danielle, and I am an alcoholic, and I am up in New York, and it's pretty cold here, and but I'm really grateful to be here. My sobriety date, September 27, 2017, and I have a sponsor who has a sponsor, and I have a home group on Tuesday nights on Zoom. Based out of California, and it's the Keg Group, and it's wonderful. And I'm so, like I said, I'm so grateful to be here. Zoom has really opened up my world to the recovery world like none other. And while COVID has been absolutely horrendous, it has given us the ability to connect on an entirely new level. So I'm so excited to be here and to get to know you guys a little bit better and share my experience. So step 11, right? I don't have that much time. I mean, I still consider myself a newcomer, right? In sobriety, having 4 years, because I'm constantly learning more and more. And when I first came into the program, right, I was so desperate to get well that what I did was I did everything. I went straight to transcendental meditation because I saw that in step 11, right, we're going to be doing meditation. I might as well do it ahead of the game, right? Because I was just relapsing after the third, 1, 2, 3, relapse, 1, 2, 3, relapse. And I kept getting started over. So I'm like, all right, this is the answer. I just got to dabble into everything. And I thought that was the 11th step, right? Because prayer and meditation. Little did I know that, you know, the steps are actually outlined in the big book. And once I figured that out, I started to have an entirely new experience with them, which allowed me to finally get this connection with God that solved all of my problems. Or not solve them, but brought me to a place where I could be okay with whatever happened around me. And I didn't have to treat my spiritual malady, which was driving me back to the drink over and over again. So active meditator for a long time. I was an active prayer for a long time, but that in itself did not spell out the spiritual connection that they talk about in the appendix, right? That I needed to have this connection. I needed to feel God. I needed to have that channel opened up and feel this presence in my life, guiding me and taking me to places that I didn't even know were possible, where I didn't feel uncomfortable in my own skin, where I could go anywhere and do anything. Like, these were the miracles, right, that happened after I had my first experience in step 9. And then we get to step 10 and I'm like, all right, well, I've reached the world of the spirit. What now? And how do I keep this stuff? How do I keep it? And I really thought it wouldn't be that hard. Little did I know, it was extremely hard, because my whole life I didn't practice these principles. I didn't practice these disciplines in the way that I needed to in order to keep this channel clear. So all of a sudden, right, I'm living the way that I used to, not turning to God throughout my day, praying and meditating when I could, when I remember it to, not enough for this alcoholic. And I ended up right where I started, because if it's like walking, up an escalator that's going down, right? If I stop, I end up right where I start. And that's what it was like for me. But when I got to step 11 in the book, right, and I start to learn, right, about what they describe, right, these first 100, they didn't know everything, but they had a good idea of what was working. And that's why they decided to write a book. So they're saying, we suggest prayer and meditation because this is what they did to keep this spiritual connection that allowed them to fare forth into the world and continue with God, you know, hand in hand. And it stresses, right, that we have to be using this constantly. Like, I don't just have this experience and then say, bye-bye, God, I got this, right? I today, right, walk with God all day long. That's the way that I practice my program, because if I'm not, I'm forgetting to turn to God. I'm forgetting to bring him in. I'm forgetting to ask him for help or show me direction. Or when I'm resentful, I forget because it's for 33 years of my life, I didn't do this. So this is really stuff that I had to practice in order to get better at it and start implementing it on a regular basis. But the bottom line for me is that without a doubt, it is not worth it to stop doing this stuff once I get to 10, 11, and 12, because the amount of work, right, that we will put in before that, why on earth would I just let all of that go to end up miserable and in sobriety, right? And that's even worse because now I don't have a drink to numb out. So like, I'm sitting there going, why'd I get sober to be miserable, right? So these are just suggestions so that I don't have to endure the pain and misery that I ultimately ended up enduring because I'm stubborn, right? But hopefully I've learned my lesson, guys, and I don't do that anymore. Or I try to the best of my ability to walk with God hand in hand throughout all of my days. So I used to always ask myself, why does it start with the nightly review? And it finally came to me, right? Because step 10 is throughout the day. Duh. So you do step 10 throughout the day. And then what's next? The night. So you do the nightly review. That is how that works. I mean, I don't know. Maybe I'm just slow, but I really questioned that for a long time. So you get to the nightly review. Now I have literally written it out. I have done it on my phone. I have sent it to sponsors. I have not sent it to sponsors. I have not done it. I've done it in my head. I've done it in meditation. I have done this nightly review, every way possible. And for me, I like to write it. I like pen to paper. There's something about the power of pen to paper. My partner, who was on last week, is not a slave to nightly inventory, which is his preference. You know, like he has a lot more time than me, and it just might come naturally. But for me, I like to write it out because it just grounds me. It makes me reflect on a deeper level. And I also meditate and invite God into my meditation so that if there's anything I'm missing, I actually add a couple of things. I add like, what was I most grateful for in the day? So then that way I can kind of like, instead of writing a gratitude list where I'm just writing to write, what am I most grateful? Pick one thing. So then I'm kind of looking at my whole day and I can pick the one thing that like brought me the most contentness in my heart. And so that's another thing that I do. But they start off right. When we retire, we constructively review our day. This is not to beat myself up. And as an alcoholic, I love to do that. I am a self-pity girl. I am the ultimate victim. I will sit here and cry a river to you and try to make you feel bad for me because it makes me feel like I have some power, right? But the point of this is not to beat myself up. It's to look to see what I did wrong so I can do better next time, right? And it's basically looking at all the steps we've done at night, so that we keep the channel clear. Everything we've just done, just in a condensed form, right? Were we resentful, selfish, dishonest, or afraid? Watch. Step 10, first thing we do, we watch for resentment, selfishness, dishonest, or fear, right? Do we owe an apology? Well, do I need to make an amends? That's part of step 10 too. Have we kept something to ourselves which we should discuss with another person at once? Discuss with another person, right? Were we kind and loving towards all? The end of the instructions to step 10 say, love and tolerance is our code, right? What could I have done better? We ask God for direction, right? Or were we thinking of what we could do for others, of what we could pack into the stream of life? We turn our attention to what other person we can help. So ultimately, right, this is a combination of everything I've just done at the end of every day so that I can keep all of the hard work that I've done in step 1 through 9 flowing and keep that channel clear. And in doing that, it doesn't build up, because I really like the analogy of a channel where like I have this tunnel, me to God. And if I don't do these things, it gets clogged up. Every lie is a clogged. Every fear, clogged, 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 all of a sudden blocked. Blocked from the access, miserable, depressed, all the bedevilments. I'm sitting there going, how did it happen? You know, this is why. This is why. Why don't I just do it? I mean, it's like basic, but you know what? I've learned the hard way, and it's easier to do it for me. It works for me to write it down. Once again, they say, do not drift into worry, remorse, morbid reflection. That would diminish our usefulness to others. What is our primary purpose? To carry this message to other alcoholics, to be of use, right? It says on page 77, our real purpose is to fit ourselves to be of maximum service to God and the people about us. That's it. So I need to stop hitting myself over the head, get back in alignment with God so that I can go out and help his children. And then I don't have to worry about it, because when I'm hard on myself and judging myself, guess what? Judging myself is just as bad as judging other people. So it's just... It's like, why? You know, I just need to put down the bat, you know, pick up the feather, whatever they say, and just use it to get back in alignment without judgment. And in doing that, I can be most useful, which is the whole point of this, right? So it took a lot of practice. I think I like writing it every night, but I think that's about it on the first two paragraphs.
Thank you so much. That was awesome. Leslie, you want to take it back? You got cut off before I read more.
Yeah, I just want to say that, like, that's what she said. I love the enthusiasm, you know? And I'm really grateful y'all probably couldn't hear the cursing that came out of me when I realized I got disconnected. But, like, I'm so grateful for this, is my point. Like, the prayer and meditation, I'm glad that it's suggested, but I get to constantly work on it. You know, I get to practice it. I don't have to be perfect, you know? And I'm telling you, I was a ball of nerves all day today. I was just overwhelmed, you know, because I was being selfish, worrying about me. And I couldn't focus on anything else. And just reading that, it was like, poof, you know? And one of my practices, anytime I speak, ask to do anything, like I hit my knees. And I hit my knees, you know, at some point before this started. And I'm telling you what, like the magic that's in that and like the God that I found in here and like it always had me. You know, that's like a gift of this. That's a gift for me of the repetition of this, because I didn't believe that when I started with doing it over and getting the results, you know, not having to write how I was selfish every freaking day, you know, like I thought I was doing something wrong when I was like, oh, I'm going to be selfish today. I don't think, you know, and oh my God, I'm not filling in the blanks. Oh no. And like, that's when it's starting to work, Leslie. Don't think about it too much or you'll ruin it, you know? I'm so grateful. Like, I'm actually excited. I'm going to do this tonight. You know, like, I dare somebody to call me later and see if I actually did. But that's my plan right now, is to like do this. And like, this worked. You know, if you're new, if you have no idea what we're talking about, who cares? Just trust me. It worked. I'm a little pumped and I am still sober today because of the steps and because of the God I found in here. So go ahead, buddy. Next paragraph.
All right. Thank you both. I'm going to share the next reading. All right. Next reading is going to be on page 86. On awakening, let us think about the 24 hours ahead. We consider our plans for the day. Before we begin, we ask God to direct our thinking, especially asking that it be divorced from self-pity, dishonest, or self-seeking motives. Under these conditions, we can employ our mental faculties with assurance. For after all, God gave us brains to use. Our thought life will be placed on a much higher plane when our thinking is cleared of wrong motives. In thinking about our day, we may face indecision. We may not be able to determine which course to take. Here, we ask God for inspiration, an intuitive thought or a decision. We relax and take it easy. We don't struggle. We are often surprised how the right answers come after we have tried this for a while. What used to be the hunch or the occasional inspiration gradually becomes a working part of the mind. Being still and experienced and having just made conscious contact with God, it is not probable that we are going to be inspired at all times. We might pay for this presumption in all sorts of absurd actions and ideas. Nevertheless, we find that our thinking will, as time passes, be more and more on the plane of inspiration. We come to rely upon it. And Leslie, if you want to kick it off, I know you got cut short last time. No, Danielle? He's pointed. Danielle. Danielle, take it away.
All right. On awakening. So when I first realized that like I should be reading this every day, I was really lazy. So what I did was I picked up my hefty iPhone and I recorded myself saying it to music because it was just easier. Like I didn't want to pick up my big book. It's like this, I didn't want to keep. So I just like, I found some music on YouTube. I read it, I recorded it. Then of course, like I start sending it to my friends so everybody can wake up with Danielle saying On Awakening. And it became like a home group thing. I'm such a dork. But you know, the truth is that I still like to do that. I really, it's so grounding. The morning time for me, and I think this goes, like, I'm very much into all sorts of different spiritual practices. Like, I look, like, I'm Catholic, I go to church, I'm interested in that. I also have learned a lot about A Course in Miracles. I read lots of spiritual literature, Buddha, all stuff, you know, because, like, why limit it? Like, these are all resources we have. So, you know, if you look across all of the spiritual practices, right, they all say the same thing. We are most open in the morning. Our hearts are most open. So that's why it is setting up my entire day. If I do this, I wake up and I feel like so much better throughout my day, just from starting with this, right? And I know that because I've done it and I've also not done it. So, you know, like, why not just do it? So sometimes I read it right now. I've also wrote out a couple of questions and prayers from it, because it really is, that's what it is. It's prayers, right? Like, we ask God, that's a prayer, right? What do we ask? God to direct our thinking. Why do we ask him that? Because he's our director. So that's what I ask him. I want him to direct me throughout my day. And that's what my whole life, like, whether I'm okay or not, really depends on whether I'm playing God. So when I start out in the morning and I remind myself, because I kind of forget, you know, like, we get busy, there's other stuff going on. I have a son, I got a house built, you know, like, so if I start off in the morning and I'm like, oh yeah, all right, God, direct my thinking. You're in charge. I don't got this. Like, take the lead. You go, I follow, right? Right from the beginning. It's just re-emphasizing this very, very important principle that I need to be reminded of in the morning, right? And it, other things, right? Divorce me of self-pity, dishonest or self-seeking motives. These are all things that I will do because I'm human. So God, help. God. The more that I integrate that into my day, the better. So I have to start off with it. Under these conditions, what conditions, right? God directing my thoughts, right? Then I can employ my mental faculties with assurance. For after all, God gave us brains to use, right? So when I'm restored to sanity, believe it or not, this is sane. You should have seen me before. but when I'm restored to sanity, I can actually trust my thoughts, right? I'm actually in God's flow of life. I couldn't before, but now after I've entered the world of the spirit, I can. And that's an amazing, like, miracle today, that I can actually trust what's coming out of here. But then it says our thought life will be placed on a much higher plane when our thinking is cleared of wrong motives. So, like, I'm in a different level of existence. I'm in, like, the fourth dimension. And what even is that? You know, like, I mean, I try to, like, consider that, like, what is the fourth dimension? What is this feeling, right? You know, it's the present moment, right? For me, it's the present, because God is in the present. The past is over here and the future is over here, but God is here. So I need to stay right here, grounded in that present moment, because then I'm with God. So, in thinking about our day, we may face indecision. So, obviously, throughout my day, it's going to happen. We may not be able to determine which course to take. That's going to happen too, right? So, what do? We pray again. We turn to God again. We ask God for inspiration, an intuitive thought or decision, right? Then what do? We relax and take it easy. We don't struggle. We are often surprised how the right answers come after we tried this for a while. So, I like answers now. I don't want to wait. Why should I have to wait? Like, give me a break. Like, so whenever, that's the way I live my life forever. You know, like, I would make the magic happen. I would make it. I would go out and I would self-will. I was going to find that person till I got an answer. You know, like, give me a break. That's not the way the world works, but that's the way I used to act. And it didn't work. Yet My crazy mind told me it did. So all of a sudden, it's like, hold on, Danielle, you don't need an answer right now. You can just ask God for some inspiration, put it on the back burner. Holy crap, that makes my life so much easier. I don't have to figure it out right now. Did you know this? I didn't know this until I read it. And then it was really hard to start implementing these things. Like, I mean, I joke around, but it really, it takes practice. It does take practice. And I'm so glad that like I've had wonderful sponsors. I've had wonderful mentors that have taught me the importance of doing this stuff, not just reading about it, but doing it, you know. And it's, the 11th step is so important because my experience is, right, we can't, as alcoholics, we, at least in my experience, I can't tell when I'm not on the beam. Like, I mean, sometimes, but I can't tell when I start getting really far off of it until it's too late, right? So it kind of reminds me of this great analogy my friend told me. What do you do, right, if you have a car that doesn't have a gas gauge? Well, you don't want it to run out of gas because then you're really screwed. But if the gas gauge isn't working, you're constantly filling it up, right? So it's the same thing with this step. I have to be constantly filling myself up morning, night, right? Because I don't know when I'm gonna need that extra oomph. I don't know when I'm gonna run out of everything that I've accumulated. And if I just do it every morning and every night, I don't have to worry, right? That's how I keep clear. So I got a gas tank here and I need to fill it. So what used to be the hunter, the occasional inspiration gradually becomes a working part of the mind, right? I'm saying, being still and inexperienced and having just made conscious contact with God, it is not probable that we are going to be inspired at all times. And that's totally the truth, which is why that back burner thing really, really helped me. Because, you know, I don't get answers right away all the time. And it doesn't help me to get crazy. So I just put it on the back burner. So I even made like a little God box, right? And then if there's something going on, all right, I give it to God, I slide the index card in the God box. Guess what? It's on the back burner. And it's just that physical action. Cause I'm a physical person like that. I like to physically do things. So what might pay for this presumption in all sorts of absurd actions and ideas. Nevertheless, we find that our thinking will, as time passes, be on the plane of inspiration. And we come to rely upon it because that's what happens when I'm restored to sanity. I can start to trust myself. And that is one of the biggest gifts, right? That like, I don't have to worry anymore. Because if God is directing my life, then it's on him. I just have to show up, do these simple things, right? And he takes care of the rest. Now, life happens and it gets hard and it's not always easy. And some things are harder than others, right? You know, I have a chronic illness. You wouldn't know it. I have chronic fatigue syndrome, but I literally slept to prepare for this meeting, right? Like, so I know my body well enough that I know what I need in order to when I need to speak and stuff. But, you know, the truth is that I can still show up and he does the rest. And it's not easy to be chronically sick, but you know what? I can still be happy regardless. And I still don't have to worry. And I'm still in the care of. And I know that because I see it, because I've been awakened through this process to this plane of inspiration, to this fourth dimension, where I can actually be awake to the world in front of me. I can see things that I was too asleep before to see. So, you know, it's just blessing after blessing when I do this work. And this is the important day-to-day work. And that's why, you know, the steps, I can do it once a year, once every 2 years, workshops, whatever. But this is how I keep clear day to day. And then when I have to go back and go through the steps again or want a new experience or want something like that, then guess what? I don't have a ton of inventory because I'm doing it day to day. And it's just necessary for me. Trust me. Thank you.
Hey, I'm back. I love this. I forgot how much I loved it. You know, I think I'm really in here tonight to just like switch up my routine. You know, I'm currently like taking a step with my sponsor and I did an inventory with my boss a couple weeks ago. And I'm telling you, I was like crawling out of my skin after that. Like, it's like, hello, character defect. Hello, character defect. Oh, is that you again? Oh, hello, character defect. And she's like, now listen, you know, you've been around long enough when you work the steps. They're actually working you. And I was just like, it's a good thing you're in California because I've come after you right now. You know, and I'm like, I know. Just crying, having all these feelings and like being myself, just like so apparent, you know. But what I'm grateful for is like, I've had a practice for a really long time in the morning to like help me not show up, you know. Like, that's what it's all about, is me get out of the way, you know, like turn it over to God and just like, Jaren Bird said this one time when I was new, and it was like a game changer for me. She just said it a few minutes ago. Like, when I wake up, the day is already born. It's my job to see how I fit into it and I can help God's kids, you know? And when I don't know what to do and like feel like I lose purpose in life, like, that is always my fallback. And for me, that is just like a beautiful thing. Like, with that, I don't have to worry, because guess what? The day is already born, you know? And it's just like Alcoholics Anonymous, you know? Like, AA is too big to fit in my life. Like, I had to fit in AA, you know, like I had to find the meetings. I had to create the fellowship I crave. And with this though, like in the morning now, I used to struggle with this. Like, I didn't know how to pray when I got here. I didn't believe in that crap. You know, like, I didn't need it. I was weak. Like, I was going to figure this out without my God, you know. You see, it didn't work. So if you're new, don't waste your time. I did that for you, you know, just trust it. Like, that's what it's all about. Woo! Spoiler, but like, I get up, I used to be so resentful of the people that would share in downtown, all the young kids back when I was a young kid. They'd be like, yeah, I get up and read page 82 to 86 and this. And I was like, what kind of time do they have in the morning, you know? Because I read really slow and I didn't understand it and I didn't see the point. But like, now I honestly do, and I've been doing this for years. Like, I get up and I make my coffee. I get my coffee and I sit in the floor. And now that I have gotten a little bit of age on me, I sit in a chair and like, I read my reading, you know, like, and I read like three different readings. And I've got a sponsor now with another sponsee, and we all read the daily reflections. And like, for some reason, we've all been stuck on that lately. And like, we send a gratitude list, or we talk about that, and it's awesome. Like, I am out of myself and I am thinking about this, and like, you know, I do think about the day that's coming, and normally I start to have those conversations with people, and I hate that I try to like, this, I'm going to encounter this person, this is how this convo is going to go, and I'm like, let me get out of your head. You know, I am grateful that I've been around long enough and been trying to do this, you know, that I just need to get out of the way. And like, I'm so grateful that I have that God, like, that I turn to all day long. Like, yeah, step 10 taught me that. That's what gave me that, you know? Like, hey, I need you. And like, for me, these promises and the 10th step, they're so beautiful. Because I don't know about y'all, but I was a struggled bus when I got here. My camera's all broken. I'm in black and white, so I don't even know what you can see at me. But like, I'm driving a struggle bus. Like, I was like, hop on, you know, I was the captain of that. Like, I woke up and I was just struggling because I didn't know how to be sober. I didn't know how to have the feeling. I didn't know how to just like show up and be pleasant, you know, because like, I had all this angst in me that I didn't know what to do with, you know. But I tell you what, once I made that conscious contact with God and I started getting out of the way and stopped worrying about myself, you know, because that day is already born, baby. Every time when I wake up, I didn't beat it. It's already there, you know. Like, what can I do for God's kids? And like, when my sponsor told me, hey, call three people a day, and I was like, what is that? And multiple times. I love this one. I love telling new people this. This is one of my favorites. Yeah, just call somebody. They're like, ooh, what? I'm like, just tell them I told you to call them. It'll be fine. Just ask them how they are. Just tell them I told you to call them. You know, because my sponsor said that, and I would call people like, Harmony told me to call you. And that's how it started the conversation, because I didn't even know how to have a conversation, you know? So how are you? Harmony told me to call you. What am I supposed to be doing? You know, like, I'm getting out of me. I'm like learning about other people. And like, if something would like upset me at work, where I'm like ready to drink because I was working in that restaurant industry, like, I just want it, you know? Like, I used to want to drink for a really long time in here. And like, it slowly went away. And I didn't even notice it. And that is a gift right there, buddy. Like, that obsession to drink just went away. And I don't even know when. And like, now I'm not even worried about it. You know, so when things come up, like, throughout my day, and I just don't know what to do. Like, one of the best prayers I ever saw, it was in a noon meeting, and they had junk all over the wall. So they're like, all these people have time to crochet. Now they're just stuck everywhere. And one of them was a saying, you know, if I've prayed about it, there's no reason to worry about it. That's the only part I really remember, but it's so true. You know, like, just turn it over, Leslie, and like, let it go. And like, the more I started to do that, I'm like, would check my motives. I hate that word today, but like, I've learned how to check my motives. My first real sponsor, like, ooh, she's like, what's your motive? I'm like, oh God, this combo again. Like, the wordage we learned in here, at least that I was like, hey, you know, I really did learn how to check my motives and see where I was trying to go with something, you know? And like, I don't even know where I'm going with this. Maybe that's a good thing. I don't know. But I know I stopped struggling. And I know I stopped struggling because I have a God today in my life, you know? And I have friends from Alcoholics Anonymous that share their experience with me. Because when I don't know what to do or like how I'm feeling, like, I do call people and like, I reach out and they're like, oh yeah, I've had this come up and it's the same thing. This. You know, like a piece of it just like melts away. You know, I don't have that junk that owns me anymore. That's a real gift too, is that I'm able to talk about things and like become okay with them. You know, whereas like back in the day, I was just stuff and stuff and stuff and it would all come out sideways. You know, with these inventories, like, it doesn't happen like that anymore. And I'm so grateful. Like, my sponsor used to tell me that. She's like, Leslie, if you don't deal with it, it's going to come out sideways. And I'm like, well, that doesn't sound enjoyable at all. You know, because for me, sideways comes out on you. You know, like, that's just how I do. And it's horrible. I hate making amends, you know. So I'm grateful for this process and I'm grateful not to struggle anymore. Like, the drink session was taken away. Like, I saw the person that I was and I had to like turn to a God. And like, the hunch and the page, like, those last two paragraphs, man, they just make me smile. You know, I didn't smile when I got here, but damn, I've taken the steps and being a part of Alcoholics Anonymous and reading this and like seeing how it has worked in my life. Like, that makes me smile because I can't believe a girl like me can smile today and be content and like be okay with the person I see on the screen, you know? And you know what's even cooler is I can be okay with all of you guys. I'm pretty sure step 11 is where I learned the restraint of time and time. That shit is magic. You know, I've worked and prayed that for a long time and I still do, you know? Like, I'm so grateful I don't have to be reactive today. Like, I don't have to, like, make you have a bad day just because I am. You know, I've seen the person I am through those inventories. But I don't know. I'm just, like, I'm, like, baffled in here tonight. Danielle, I've really enjoyed being on this little panel with you. So thanks for showing up, and thanks to everybody in here for helping me stay sober in this.
Thank you both so much. All right, so we got 15 minutes, really realistically about 10 minutes more for sharing. So what I'm going to do here is I'm going to group 3 and 4 together, and then maybe each of y'all can wrap it up. And this will be on page 87. Usually, we conclude the period of meditation with a prayer that we be shown all through the day what our next step is to be, that we be given whatever we need to take care of such problems. We ask especially for freedom from self-will and are careful to make no request for ourselves only. We may ask for ourselves, however, if others will be helped. We are careful to never pray for our own selfish ends. Many of us have wasted a lot of time doing that, and it doesn't work. You can easily see why. And four will be, if circumstances warrant, we ask our wives or friends to join us in morning meditation. If we belong to a religious denomination which requires a definite morning devotion, we attend to that also. If not members of religious bodies, we sometimes select and memorize a few set prayers which emphasize the principles we have been discussing. There are many helpful books also. Suggestions about these may be obtained from one's priest, minister, or rabbi. Be quick to see where religious people are right. Make use of what they offer. Danielle?
Okay. So, right, we're concluding our meditation, right? So we're going to ask God. We're going to ask God to be shown all through the day, right? Continue to direct me, continue to show me what I need to do, what the next step is to be. So most of the time, I'm not aware that I'm being directed unless I'm awake to it, right? If I'm looking for it, like all the things that exist in my life are not coincidences. You know, I can be watching for direction in my day. And when I am, I usually get it. And when I ask for it in the morning, I'm more aware throughout my day to be looking for it, right? To be given whatever I need to take care of such problems. Like in this moment, like, what do I need to take care of such problems? Because most of the time, I'm pretty good in that moment. Most of the time, it's my projections, right? That like of what's going to go wrong or what's going to happen, or I don't know, or that's in my head. That's not right now, right? That's not where God is. So I need to remind myself that I pretty much have everything I need right now. You know, maybe tomorrow I'll need something else, but right for this moment, I've got everything. And now this is, I had an example of this pop up, right? Where I got a call from a doctor that I needed to go in for a biopsy. Now I've had cancer a few times. I had to get screenings and stuff nonstop. Like every year it was a pain in the butt. But then you get a call saying, oh my gosh, you need to come in for a biopsy. And I'm like, oh my God, it's cancer. I'm gonna die. Because like, of course, like I'm human, like I am nervous, right? I go to this place of fear, right? But when I take a breath, recenter, which is what this whole thing is about doing, right? Staying in the present, I can say, nothing's really wrong right now. Nothing has actually happened for me to be going crazy. Now, that doesn't mean that I may not be scared. That just means that I can bring it back. I can bring it back to reality, which is I'm going to go for a biopsy and I'm not going to get crazy about something I don't even know yet whether it's happened or not. And sure enough, it was nothing, right? So I could make myself crazy, or I can just kind of, right, just recenter and remember that I'm given the things I need to take care of such problems in that moment, right? At that time, and not be run by my self-will and my fears and all of these things that as an alcoholic, I know will drive me to back to my insanity. Doesn't matter how much time I have, I can get insane anytime once these things crop up if I don't bring it back to God, because God is the person or the thing that removes these from me so that I can stay sane, right? So it asks again, driving this home, we ask especially for freedom from self-will and are careful to make no requests for ourselves only. We may ask for ourselves, however, if others will be helped. We are careful never to pray for our own selfish ends. Is God Santa? Like, I mean, I used to think he was Santa. I'd be like, God, I want $1 million. I really need a job. Like, oh, you got to make this. He's not. That's not his job. His job is not to give me what I want. As much as I pray for things, right? Guess what? Most of the things that I want, I don't really need. Go figure. And some of the best things, right? And it says this, many of us have wasted a lot of time doing it and it doesn't work. You can easily see why. Why can you easily see why? Have you ever thought about it? Well, I know that from my experience, I don't know what's good for me. I can't see the big picture. Sometimes the most hard experiences that I encounter, right, are the best experiences in my lifetime. My DWI, where I hit somebody, I had horrible consequences. I had lost my license for 5 years, right? I lost everything I had from this one DWI, and I hit somebody, and I could have killed both of us. And I sat there and I said, this is the worst day of my life. And now I look back and it was the first day of the rest of my life. It was the first day that I actually realized that I want to get sober, right? And I was willing, right? God put circumstances made me willing, right? And my whole perception on what was good and bad had flip-flopped. So I don't know anymore what's good for me. Sometimes the most painful events in my life end up being exactly what I need at that time. And while they're painful, with God, I can get through anything today, as long as I do this stuff, right? I'll quickly get through this last part. If circumstances warrant, we ask wives, friends to join us in morning meditation. If we belong to religious dominations, which requires a definite morning devotion, we attend to that also. Also, we have to do both. I can't replace like Bible study for AA. That doesn't work, right? And part of that is because I need to be of service, right? I could go and learn about the Bible, but what am I giving away? You know, I get freedom from helping others. That's our primary purpose. And when I do that, God uses the people that I sponsor in my life to help me learn more about me. Usually they help me more than I think I'm helping them. So, and that happens over and over again. And it turns out they're directed towards us. One of my sponsees happens to have the same autoimmune disease as me, happens to be in the same exact position I was in 2 years ago, right? Is that a coincidence? It's absolutely not. You know, I love having the ability to pray with people in the morning. That's great. That's what this fellowship brings us. It connects us with people in that way. And, you know, we get to create the fellowship that we crave. You know, we get to surround ourselves with people that we can connect with that are real people that are seeking God and that are experiencing this freedom. And it's just a gift. So that's it. Thank you.
Thank you. Leslie, you want to close it out?
Yeah, I'll do it real quick. Yeah. I love this sentence. We ask especially for freedom from self-will and are careful not to make requests for ourselves only. Oopsie, sorry, God. Missed that when I was new. I was just like, hey, man, help me stay sober. Help me do this. Help me do that. Help me not be like this. Help me, help me, help me. Thank you. Enjoy your day. Like, those were my prayers legit. And I'm just so grateful of the progression of my sobriety and how I see myself. And then that my God has loved me through all of it. And that today I'm like, hey, man, thanks for helping me be this human. Thanks for letting me do this. Thanks for bringing me this far. Thanks for this. Hey, give them everything I would want. Hey, help them. Give them everything they deserve. I remember that prayer now. I graduated from that too. But like, I love that my prayers have evolved, you know, like they aren't as selfish as they were. I have become somebody like the 12 and 12 talks about in the first step, you know, I've become usefully whole, you know, because of the steps. And I really truly believe that today, you know, and I can't believe that. And I can't believe I've been talking about God as much as I do, because I didn't believe that. Like, I am a girl that did not think I deserved to be sober or even thought I needed to be sober or wanted to be. You know, I didn't think I was an alcoholic when I got there, but I tell you what, I finally hit my knee. Like, I don't know, I finally felt it one day, you know, and that's what I needed. I'd been in and out for a year and a half, and I woke up and I felt like I was an alcoholic, and it was a game changer, you know? And I'm like, dude, AA has given me everything I've ever needed and, like, didn't even know. But, like, if you're new or, like, struggling and coming back, like, welcome. Congratulations, you made it back, because some of us don't, you know? But, like, there is hope in here. Like, I found so much hope. I've been given so much more than I ever thought would come from Alcoholics Anonymous. I thought it was about not drinking. You know, it's about so much more than that. And if it scares you, high five, you're paying attention. You know, because I missed that when I was new. Like, it is so cool that, like, I care more about other people than I do myself. But right now in my sobriety, like, I'm learning that balance, you know, and that's a really cool thing. And, like, I get to show up and be a daughter, an aunt, an employee today, but I also get to be a member of Alcoholics Anonymous. You know, it has given me a life, and I get to go anywhere. So, you know, if you're new or anything, like, just welcome. And I'll say it again, like, if a little punk like me can get sober, like, anybody can get sober. Melissa's here today. She's sober. You know, like, I'm just picking on you. I miss you, bud. Like, really, we find our tribe. Like, I fit. I finally fit somewhere. And I'm grateful for that. So anyways, again, thank you for asking me, Civil Action, to be back tonight. I love this. So thank you so much.
Oh, thank you both so much. That was an awesome meeting. That was a very fast hour. All right. The seventh tradition basket virtually is being passed. David is sharing some QR codes for PayPal and Venmo. There's also links in the chat for that as well as signing up for email at simpleactions.net. The seventh tradition states that every AA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. While contributions cover each group's rent and other expenses, the seventh tradition is essential at every level of AA service. It is both a privilege and a responsibility for groups and members to ensure that not only their group, but also their inner group, central office, local services, district area, and the general service office remain self-supporting. This keeps AA free of outside influences that might divert us from our primary purpose, to help the alcoholic who still suffers. A common welfare, a word about safety. Our group endeavors to provide a safe meeting place for all attendees and encourages each person here to contribute to fostering a secure and welcoming environment in which our meetings can take place. I can take a couple of AA-related announcements. Let me make it so you can unmute. Oh, that's already checked. Any announcements? I've got one real quick. This home group, Simple Actions, is having a speaker. Used to be formerly known as Supperness Speaker. But since we're virtual, it's going to be the last Monday of this month, January 31st at 7 p.m. It's going to be Scott T. from Utica, New York. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be right here in this same Zoom room. If you pull this up on tidewaterintergroup.org, put the same link. It'll be a special night. Hope to see you all there. And I also see that Ashton has her hand up.
Hi guys, my name's Ashton. I'm an alcoholic. Hey. I couldn't raise my hand fast enough. I have one announcement. The Virginia State Conference of Young People at AA is going to be the weekend in February, if it's still on, the 24th through the 27th, I believe. And sorry, I'm trying to pull up the flyer really fast. It's going to be in Williamsburg, the 25th, 26th, and 27th at the four-star resort, The Lodge in Colonial Williamsburg. Registration is $30, and the rooms, if you go online to viskypod2022.com, you'll be able to get the rooms at a discounted rate for $119 a night. If you're interested, you can, hit me up after the meeting or get my number from one of these wonderful people in this meeting, like Dave Francis or BJ or Brittany, and or look me up on Facebook. Some of y'all already got my info, so yeah.
Awesome. Thank you very much. All right. Simple Actions is a home group. If you're interested in joining our home group or in need of a sponsor, please hang out after the meeting. Will all home group members please raise their hands? Awesome. Sponsorship question. Sponsorship in AA is yours for the asking. We urge you, do not delay. If you have questions or would like additional information about sponsorship, we will be here after we close the meeting. Please feel free to talk to any of us. And if you're shy, feel free to send an email to info@simpleactions.net. Let's look at the time. We're a little bit over, so I'm going to forego the reading at the end. So in closing, I'd like to thank our panel real quick, and we'll close this out with the Lord's Prayer here in a second. And if anybody would like to unmute and join in, feel free to do so. Our Father,
Lord, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name,
thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you both so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Danielle.
Thanks so much.
Thank you, Leslie.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Danielle. Thanks, Leslie.
Thanks, Mike.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys. That was great.
Yeah, y'all absolutely crushed it.
That was fantastic.
I'm kind of enthusiastic.
It's contagious.
What are they?